Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to supporting you through the crazy extremes of this world and in making your most confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. This episode is about a specific transit, diving deep into not only the pattern cycle of Mercury conjunct Neptune, which started back in 2012 and ends next year, making this upcoming one pretty vital as you close out a chapter. This episode also looks at how to use this passage as a manifestation opportunity and why or how that's even a thing, including the best way to use it for your sign. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. But if you are looking to get more personal, if you feel ready for specific dates and situations, then consider joining over on the Horoscope Vault Patreon, where I provide checklists, guides, and downloads for you to utilize, and even a private reading that looks deeply at your own chart. Those options are perfect if you're looking for particular details on what's coming up based on your exact natal info. And very soon, I'll be rolling out subscription options on Spotify, Apple, and other podcast platforms, offering bonus and exclusive episodes, including new and full moon rundowns, and even daily horoscopes. Subscriptions will also include early access to the regular weekly predictions, but more about that later. Keep your eyes peeled for those updates. So this episode is about the Mercury conjunction to Neptune happening in the sign of Pisces on Friday, March the 8th, 2024. And a conjunction is when two planets occupy the same degree of the same sign. They're together. They're standing in the same spot. A conjunction basically combines the power, force, and symbolism of those two planets through the filter of the sign they're meeting up in. On top of that, I add the key theme of the degree and its meaning. And with the combination of all of the above, planet plus sign, plus the keyword two, is where you really start to see a picture painted of what could be going on down here on Earth, because we are part of the same solar system that all these movements are happening within. So the first Mercury-Neptune conjunction in Pisces was back on the 14th of February 2012, and it continued to happen at least once a year thereafter. In fact, every year this conjunction happened once only, except for 2019, when it happened three times, thanks to Mercury's retrograde in Pisces. And then the same repeated meeting of planets next year in 2025 is going to happen twice. But this year and every other year since 2012, it's been one time only, and always occurring around February, March, in different degrees of the fishy water sign on the wheel. The mechanics of this annual meetup is based on orbit times. Neptune takes approximately 164.79 Earth years to orbit the sun, moving through the entire zodiac wheel. And there are 12 zodiac signs, so 164.79 divided by 12 means that it spends roughly 13.73 years in each sign. In astrology, Mercury is in huge, huge contrast. It takes 3 to 4 weeks to move through a zodiac sign, sometimes 8 if there's a retrograde. So it makes its way through the full astrology wheel, all 12 signs, in roughly 52-ish weeks. So let's call it a year. And while Neptune is meandering through one sign for 13 years, Mercury comes through meeting up with it around 13 times during Neptune's stay in that sign because of Mercury's speedier pace. Okay, so that's the timing part and really highlights the point that this Mercury-Neptune conjunction cycle is pretty close to closing out. So what is the meaning of the conjunction? Looking at Neptune individually, the mysterious planet entered Pisces on February 3rd, 2012, and it will leave the sign of Pisces somewhere in March 2025. It will then briefly retrograde back into Pisces and finally leave the sign for good on January the 26th, 2026. the total Neptune in Pisces cycle is going to be 13 years and 11 months by the time we're done with it. And the meaning of Neptune through Pisces is quite interesting. Firstly, because Neptune is the ruling planet of Pisces. So it's at home here in this sign. It's technically in a comfortable place, but that doesn't always mean comfortable happenings. Home isn't always the most relaxing or pleasant place to be. It entirely depends on who else is there with you or what's going on in the environment. Neptune in Pisces is kind of where it's supposed to be as a return to origin point, as a point to go back to basics and maybe start again. So consider the last 13 years a reset to do with all things Neptunian, where it's been back in its own sign, its own starting point, and from there, it's like 2012 was the beginning of a whole new orbit loop, launching its next course of motion from its domicile, its familiar headquarters. I will liken it to going back to your parents' house for a short time, getting some stuff together, and then leaving again for your journey or experience. Within Neptune's big rotation around the wheel, split into 12 chapters, one chapter for each zodiac that Neptune passes through, this particular 13-year, 11-month phase through Pisces from 2012 put the collective experience ready for change. And keeping in mind that this is also the astrological symbol associated with myth and dream, with transcendence and dissolution, mystery and magic, fantasy, illusion and liminality, it kind of holds the collective, it's where we are currently existing, on a threshold, experiencing a sense of being neither here nor there. It's a whole rite of passage or a transitional phase in all things to do with Neptune's key themes. Neptune and Pisces are connected to the 12th house on the astrology wheel. The key themes it deals with are things such as hospitals and healthcare systems, jails, wellness facilities, foreign lands, spirituality. Neptune itself deals with mental cognizance, as in delusion versus truth. And it points a finger at drugs, alcohol, and toxins. It's also oil and fuel industries. It's illness. It's karma. It deals with music, theatre, and film. And often when we see Neptune moving through a sign, the films that tend to do the best in the box office are movies to do with the energy of the sign that it's moving through. So Neptune in Pisces movies would be fantasy, which is also classed as sci-fi. And when it moves into Aries next year, I would expect to see an uprise in movies to do with drug wars, drug cartels, psychological thrillers, psychedelic flicks, mind-warping kind of movies, and movies on nuclear war, movies about poisoned water, maybe a film about the Flint, Michigan water issues, and some shows and movies about gas and fuel, and possibly oil wars too. But more about that will be shared in the Neptune Sign Switch episode coming out in a few months. So Neptune in Pisces, the sea of change in all of the Neptune Pisces areas, which is hospitals, healthcare systems, jails, wellness facilities, foreign lands, spirituality, mental health of the collective, drugs, toxins, oil, fuel industries, alcohol, illness, karma, music, theatre and film. This long 13, nearly 14 year transit brings us a chaotic dismemberment of identity as a collective through the delusion or truth to do with any or all of those things. It's all about not knowing who we are or what to do in those areas, or even as a group anymore. The whole group concept is shifting because there's way too many of us to just be conforming. That's like having a sports team of several people playing the same position. It doesn't work. Nothing gets won that way. Neptune rules earthquakes and tsunamis. And while it doesn't directly rule the activities of things like nuclear issues or meltdowns, which are more Uranus and Pluto ruled stuff, it does connect with the toxicity that comes as a result of those things. So toxicity from biological metamorphosis, the change of the human body thanks to epidemics, pandemics, or mass sickness. And yes, all of that is super, super heavy. Isn't life and the world pretty heavy as it is right now anyway? Looking at the less heavy outlook, the lighter side of this, It is about obtaining a new vision, to adapt, to morph, to change in all of those areas. We can change healthcare, wellness, correctional systems. We can change the movie industry. We can change alcohol and substance use. And it's really about not staying the same in those areas as we have been the past 14 years in order to move successfully into the next cycle. By the time Neptune completes its journey through Pisces in 2026, we will have no idea, absolutely zero clue of what's going on anymore, because everything will have changed so damn much. And it will be time to watch another area of life disintegrate in order for newness to push through. If you're into numerology, the final date Neptune leaves Pisces being 01-26-26 if you're in North America, and 26-01-26 if you're in Europe, is quite fun. Repeating numbers are often seen as hints or signs of pending change, and Neptune leaving Pisces after a nearly 14-year trek, closing out the cycle, is definitely a change. The repeating number 2626 is said to be connected with trusting yourself more. And it's ironic because as it does move out of Pisces, Neptune moves into the pioneering sign of Aries. The only faith to be moving forward will be to have faith in yourself. But again, more about that on another episode. This episode isn't about Neptune's sign switch. It's about Mercury conjunct Neptune and the portal of manifestation it offers for each sign. Friday's conjunction degree is about developing immunity to crisis. And it's likely that whatever you are manifesting is born of a situation elsewhere that didn't go at all how you wanted. And now you're going to wish it all into correction. Mercury is one of the few planets of manifestation, with the others being Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune. Venus attracts pleasantness and pleasure. Jupiter expands on good things, and Neptune is about dreaming the most ideal fantasy that you can imagine. Mercury's part in manifesting, or more simply, making things happen, is all in the details. It's about the comprehensive specifics of something. It's not about just manifesting a car. It's about manifesting the automatic drive, red Jeep, with less than 5,000 miles for an exact price. It's not about manifesting just any partner. It's about manifesting someone to care for you in the ways that are the most important to you in matters of love. The key is in being so precise when it comes to manifesting with Mercury. Otherwise, if you are not precise, who knows what you will get? A hoopty banger of a vehicle, or an ignorant partner instead of your dream versions of those things? Friday's Mercury conjunct Neptune aspect has a few manifested possibilities based on the combination of these two planets, which includes blowing out the tires on your vehicle or topping up the air in the tires to increase the pressure. There's the possibility of a fun day with a sibling or someone who feels like a brother or sister to you, or you could get your wires completely crossed with relatives in a way that goes nowhere very quickly. You could have a great time with creative writing or a complete mind block. You could play a prank on someone and make jokes, but then they may not go very well. They could actually go wrong if you're not careful. There could be respiratory matters that show up, breathing situations, asthma, breathlessness, or something wonderful that takes your breath away. You could get more drunk than usual, or you could have a really enlightening moment abstaining from that kind of behavior altogether. There could be lies told or truths uncovered, or maybe you receive some amazing news or learn of something upsetting. These are all just general potentials, and spending the time daydreaming or utilizing a manifestation technique could tip the scale in your favor. This is because Neptune is connected to the subconscious and the dream world. Its tendency to be all about desiring the ideals, combined with Mercury's ability to bring things into fruition through attention to detail, means the best manifestation practice with this combination is the pillow method. Now, the pillow method is a powerful manifestation practice combining the power of the subconscious mind when in a relaxed state. Hypnagogia is the state that you pass through right before you fall asleep. And then hypnopompia is the state of consciousness that leads you out of sleep. And these are zones of liminal dreaming with liminality being already identified as very Neptunian, as the point between here and there. And this point is so potent. The subconscious mind is always listening. Hypnopompia and hypnagogia sound a lot like hypnosis, which is a state of consciousness where you become highly responsive to suggestion or direction. So when you're falling asleep or waking up, in using the pillow method, you impress your desired outcome into that transitional part of your psyche, and it becomes a part of you so deeply. It becomes part of your vibration, which means it has a better chance of also becoming part of your reality. So how do you apply the pillow manifestation method under Friday's Mercury-Neptune conjunction? If you've explored the whole hashtag spiritual TikTok thing, you've likely come across the pillow manifestation method. The key is to write your desire onto a piece of paper multiple times, usually between 3 and 6 times, and then place the paper under your pillow. I'd say maybe place it into your pillowcase if you are an active sleeper that moves around a lot, and you do this right before you go to bed. And then as you lay down, as you switch everything off to fall asleep. So don't do this while you're still watching Netflix or whatever. Literally, as you are going to sleep, write this stuff down, pop it into the pillowcase, head on the pillow, and imagine, like a mind movie, what that desire looks like. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you should look at is you pull out that piece of paper and you read through what you wrote. And trying out this uncomplicated method might offer a new perspective. The allure of manifesting while you sleep is undeniable, making the pillow method an intriguing and very accessible tool for bringing your dreams to life. The more specific you are, the better. And the time to do this is going to be the night of Friday, 8th of March. But feel free to do a Thursday night practice run if you are hearing this episode early. The aspect conjunction is there both days, with Friday being the exact meeting of these two planets. There is one catch. Manifesting just anything isn't going to work. As mentioned throughout this episode, the magical aspect is happening in the sign of Pisces, which means wherever Pisces falls in your natal chart, which house it embodies, and the meaning of the house, is the area where you'll have more power to bring things to fruition. The houses in astrology are the 12 pie slices that you see when looking at a circular birth chart, and each one governs a handful of matters and instances. As a quick example run through, house 1 pertains to your life direction, house 2, your money, house 3, vehicles and siblings, house 4, where you live, house 5, romance and fame, house 6, health, house 7, marriage and court cases, house 8, your taxes and intimate life, house 9, publishing and higher education, house 10, professional ambitions, house 11, friends, house 12, can be to do with enemies. And these are just one or two examples for each one, but every house embodies a group of scenarios and places. And based on where Pisces falls in relation to your sun sign, as in how many signs after your sun sign it is, determines the solar chart house that this magnificent manifestation portal opens up within. For Aries, your ability to manifest sits within areas of enemies, medical checkups, infertilities, or foreign places. So your pillow method may be writing down what you want your next wellness checkup to be, like 10 out of 10 healthy, or you may wish for optimal health for somebody else that you care about. You may request to have a backstabbing person revealed to you so you could be more aware of the enemies in your life to keep your distance from them. You can also request karma for those who have hurt you. Don't create a scenario in that instance, but more so request that the scales are balanced in whatever way they need to happen, that things are evened out as the universe sees fit. Or you may even use the pillow method to write down your desires regarding living or spending time in a foreign country as part of your life journey. Be specific of where, when, and how long for. Taurus, you can more easily manifest things to do with friendships and finding your tribe. Writing down on your piece of paper that you wish to find yourself in a group of the best, most healthiest individuals for you. Or you can manifest to do with professional connections. So if you are looking for a partnership that will boost your career, this is a great time to ask for that. Be specific if you want a financial partnership or a creative one, whatever is needed to launch your plans. You can also manifest gifts or the fulfillment of wishes. And as broad as that sounds, something that would be deemed a wonderful miracle to you in life right now could manifest under this transit. Remember to pick just one of the things and be specific of what it is in detail. Gemini, what does your ideal, most dreamy, perfect professional future look like? Because this is what you could be writing down in detail and putting into your pillowcase. Manifest your perfect occupation. Consider writing down the top 3 steps it would take for you to get to that position and let that develop into your hypno subconscious as you sleep. Or you could write down where you'd like to be taken more seriously as an authority and what you want to receive respect for. You can also manifest to do with your parents. Remember to be specific. Cancer, manifest your perfect big picture outlook. This would be writing down the specifics of the end result you want to see where it comes to expanding your horizons outside of your current confines. Figure out what is confining you and then note down what you are being confined from. You can also manifest anything to do with education. So this could be putting down whatever you want to become an expert at and whatever kind of course or path you need to take to get there. Under this aspect, you could also manifest publishing success. If you're in any media ventures or you want your written or even spoken word out there in the world somehow, that is a massive potential. Make sure to pick only one main goal out of those and be specific about how it looks down to numbers and timeframes and anything that is detailed. Leo, manifest emotional balance. If there's any baggage in your life that really is cramping your style, manifest the removal of that. Writing down something like, let go of this thing or this shadow that's holding you back with peace. Note down what it is you need to remove that may have been holding you back. Another potential is to manifest the gift of money from someone else. This might be quite controversial sounding, but if someone owes you money or similar, or you just want more coming in, you could use your practice to manifest that back to you. This is truly manifesting money in the bank. Get specific about the number you want to see on your account app when you open it. Virgo, you can manifest to do with partnerships under this aspect. Choose the type of partnership you want to focus on. It could be business, it could be personal, and choose it wisely. Manifest the ideal spouse or the ideal professional associate by noting down the qualities that you need in them. You may even want to manifest on behalf of either of those partners. So it's like using your wish for the greater good of another and hoping for something that's beneficial for them. This special aspect can also be used to call forward conclusions to do with paperwork, lawsuits, courtroom matters, or to win a competition. If you're going for something and you're up against others, write down how you would like to triumph and come out on top, winning a position, prize, or a place. You can also manifest away conflict. So if there's something you're aware of that's completely stressfully bothersome, you can use this to minimize it by requesting specifically that this challenge be removed. Libra, manifest in line with your job. That could be manifesting the perfect job itself, or the perfect boss, or a change in situations with your employees or employer. Make sure to be specific. Or you could manifest to do with your health and make it along the lines of busting through a plateau or finding the perfect diet. Or anything to do with the gym is super positive too. Or if you are a pet owner or wish to be a pet owner, you could use this energy for any desires to do with that theme as well. Scorpio, your best areas for positive change that you could wish to embody might be in areas to do with romance. This is not so much long-term romance, but more so the specific dating experience. This aspect happens in your chart area of fun, so use this to bring more enjoyment back into your life if that's what's needed. Vacations, creative exploration, or just pleasure and arts and fun. Or you could use this for speculative prospects. This could be investments, or if you want to take a risk and you want it to go a perfectly certain way, write down how you want that to go. You would like to take a risk or an investment in this area, how and why that looks the way it does, and use this manifestation to your biggest speculative advantage. Sagittarius, your area that is lit up like a genie's wishing lamp is the area of home and family and generally where you live. This can be used in 2 ways: to let go of past childhood matters or trauma that still hurts. It could be a good time to detach from family traditions that don't work for you. And if it's not that, then you could use this to manifest the ideal home. Given that you are in the last year of this cycle, it could be pretty wild to manifest and then suddenly achieve your perfect home super quickly, but not impossible. Be specific about where it would be and what it would need in order for you to feel safe and comfortable. This could be used for changes in your residency, where you live, and your physical material brick house. Capricorn, your manifesting space could be the media. Do you have a project that you want to take off? Is there something like a service or similar that you want to advertise and have it land to all the right people to drive up your end goal and increase conversion rates? Manifest the publicity or the right audience for your voice to be heard or your message to be received. This is also good for manifesting anything to do with a car. Showing up in spaces to do with vehicles, you can utilize this aspect to fix up your existing four wheels or speed up the process of acquiring a new set, if that's relevant. Remember to be specific about the price point, the color, the miles, everything. Or you could also use this manifestation period to bring forth a short getaway trip if you need some rest and relaxation, or even manifesting a visitor to come and see you. Aquarius, if a raise is needed, write the number down and let that be your use of this energy. This happening in areas of your assets and financial concerns means you could use it to bolster your earning potential. This is also perfect for manifesting confidence. If you've been out of sorts or not feeling yourself, write down the way you wish to feel going into every day, or the strength you wish to develop as part of your experience. If you want to feel generally stronger or more patient or less afraid, these are all good things to call to yourself under this aspect. You could also manifest valuable items. So if there is a piece of jewelry that you want to be yours, write it down and put it in the pillowcase. Pisces, this conjunction is happening in your sign, but it doesn't mean you can manifest just anything. This pertains to fresh beginnings or people living in your home and personal space. It's also about your body, your appearance, your clothes, your behavior, and the spirit, the energy within you driving you forward. So manifest a solid direction of wanting to stay firmly on a specific path to happiness and success, whatever that be. Whether it's wanting to travel, wanting to learn, wanting to teach, wanting to explore. What is it that you want to explore? Write that down. Or if you're more focused on harmony in the home, make that your manifesting wish. Or your appearance, if you want to lose or gain a few pounds, you want to feel more mobility, more flexibility, more energy, get it all onto the paper and sleep on it Friday night, literally. That is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed discovering more about the alignment potentials that planetary movements suggest are available in the ethers. Let me know in the poll comment box below what you will be manifesting if you are happy to share. I am a Cancer zodiac, so I'll be manifesting more episodes for the show, hoping that I can keep offering information that in some way, somehow intrigues, entertains, or helps you. Check back in on Sunday for the regular weekly horoscope episodes, and until then, bye!